Masechta Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Nashim va'avadim ukutanim, women, slaves, and children, peturim min ha-sukkah. They are not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, with regard to nashim va'avadim, normally I wouldn't think that they would be obligated in sukkah because it's a mitzvah asei shehazman grama. However, because we learn a gzeirah shava of chamisha asr from Pesach, and women are obligated in the mitzvah of Pesach, therefore I might think it's the same way by Sukkah as well. So therefore the Mishnah comes and tells me this. And the way they know this, the Gemara says, it's either Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, or it's a drasha from Kol Ha-Ezrach B'Yisrael Teshuvah Sukkahs. Going on, Katan She'enai Tzarech L'Imai, a child who no longer needs his mother. And the way we measure this according to the Mefarshim is that if the child wakes up in the middle of the night and calls out for his mother, but then goes back to sleep without calling out again for his mother and without his mother coming, chayiv basukkah, then a child who is that at that level of maturity, that child is chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. And of course, this is only the chiyuv of chinuch, but not an actual kiyum mitzvah. Ma'isa, there was a story, v'yolda chalasei shal Shammai hazaken, and the daughter-in-law of Shammai hazaken had a baby, ufiches es hama'aziva, and so he went to the house, and he took off the plaster from the roof, the sikech agabe hamita, and he put schach over the bed, b'shvil hakatan, for the sake of the child. Now the Rashash explains that Shammai hazaken didn't believe that a newborn infant was mechuyev in chinuch, rather he just disagreed with the Rabbanan as to when chinuch began, and this particular incident where the roof was opened up was done for an older child who still needed his mother. And because the mother was in bed because she had just had a baby, the child would not be able to go out into the sukkah because this was a katan who was tzarech le'imai. He did need his mother. And so what Shammai did was he opened up the roof and he put tzchach over the mother's bed so that this child, when he needed his mother, would be able to come and he'd have the sukkah over him. And so that way he would be mechanech that child. Mishnah Tes. Kol shivas hayamim. Adam Isa Sukkasai Keva, all 7 days of Sukkot, a person is supposed to make the Sukkah their set abode. Uvesai Arai, and their house is supposed to be a temporary shelter. Yarduk Shamim, if rain starts to fall, Me'emasai Mutter Lefanais, when is the person allowed to come inside from the Sukkah? Misha Tisrach Hamikpa, when a porridge or a stew gets ruined by the rain. So if you have that much rain falling that it would ruin this kind of dish, and most Pesachim say this is a very lenient measure, in such a circumstance, you do not have to stay in a sukkah. Mashal, and they have a mashal that illustrates what this actually means. L'maha davar daima, what is this compared to? Rain falling when you're in the sukkah. L'eved sheba limzeg kais l'rabbi, a servant who mixes a drink for his master. V'shafach l'kitaim alpanav, and the master pours out the pitcher of this drink in the face of the eved. So too by us, if we build a sukkah and we go out to use a sukkah, and our master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes it rain, so we're not able to use a sukkah, that is a similar situation. The Melech Shlema has an interesting pshat in what this mashal is saying. And it hinges around the term limzeig, which means actually to mix. And the Melech Shlema is proceeding on the assumption that back in the day, they would take raw wine and dilute it with water, and that's how you would drink your wine. And so what he's saying here is that the Eved is preparing to mix water into the kais of wine for his master, just as we are building a sukkah and getting ready to go out into the sukkah for our master. B'shafach l'kitaim alpanav, and the master pours the pitcher of water out before the Eved has a chance to mix it into the wine. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes it to rain before we have a chance to go out into the sukkah, and that is the comparison between the two cases.